Now to the East and the story of two brothers who've turned their dreams into a reality. Milton and Fred Ochieng grew up in a small village in western Kenya. They longed to become doctors, so friends and family pooled their money and sent them to America. Unfortunately, while they were in school, the brothers lost both parents to AIDS. Now Milton and Fred are tasked with returning home to finish building the health clinic their father started before getting sick. They join me now. Milton, Fred, welcome to News and Notes.
Thank you.
Milton, let me start with you. Talk about how you became interested in medicine.
Well, thank you, Tony. My interest in medicine really, kind of goes back all the way to my teenage years. We were able to see firsthand growing up the difficulties in people accessing healthcare. The nearest hospital was over 20 miles away from our village, and it would take an hour or two to get the patient to the hospital. So sometimes we had patients die when they were being taken to hospital.
Now, both of you attended Dartmouth College. Milton, you've gone on to earn your medical degree, and Fred, you are still working on yours. What was it like trying to gain an education in the United States, Fred?
Milton and I went to a really good high school back in Kenya. And it's while in high school that, we got to realize that there are opportunities to go study abroad. Alliance High School had these two exchange programs, one with Brooks High School in Andover, Massachusetts, and the other one with a high school in England. So Milton actually got to participate in the exchange program with Brooks High School. So he got to travel to the U.S. and see what it was like to go to school in the U.S.
Let me interrupt to bring Milton back in. Talk about, though, even though you've had these other educational experiences, in terms of pursuing your medical degree, it was in the United States where you really, where, as we say here, sometimes the rubber meets the road. How grueling and or difficult was that for you?
Going through Dartmouth was grueling enough, and when I was an undergraduate, I thought it was tough, but I really enjoyed my time at Dartmouth, and it prepared me well for what was to come, which was medical school at Vanderbilt. And then the rigors of medical school, first getting to Vanderbilt in Nashville, Tennessee, a totally different environment for me. I was there by myself, and so there was also an element of culture shock, a different part of the country, coming from having been in the north for 4 years and then now down south for another 4 years, and going into anatomy lab and dissecting cadavers and thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to faint on my first day, and all those 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. lectures, and just really being around people who are so smart and feeling challenged every second of the way and working so hard, very little sleep. I mean, medical school was rough. I cannot understate that. Vanderbilt provided that special place for me to really, hone in on that interest to give back to my community.
Let's talk about how you're going to do that. Let's talk about how you're going to do that with this plan to do a first hospital in your village.
I think it was in April of 2007, we finally got to open the clinic. And since then, we've seen over 30,000 patients, 85% of whom have been seen for free. Malaria is the disease that's most expensive for us to treat. We see patients with HIV, AIDS, TB. We provide a lot of sort of public health interventions, vaccinations, immunizations for kids. And now the Kenyan government is partnering with us to help us reach out to the communities. We are hoping to break ground on a maternity wing and HIV wing so that we can provide more comprehensive care to the community.
Let's talk for a moment about HIV/AIDS, because as you know, certainly more than half of the world's reported HIV/AIDS cases are in Africa. And We know that you lost both of your parents to that disease. Fred, how do you plan to fight the spread of that disease?
It's going to take efforts and interventions on different levels to, you know, stop the spread. Particularly in our clinic, we've been able to use our interest in soccer and following the example of other nonprofit organizations like Grassroots Soccer that uses the model of, you know, the soccer players who are seen as heroes back in places like Africa. They go out to communities, they model positive behavior in, you know, the youth. So we've been able to put together soccer tournaments in the village and just bring people together to talk about ways to raise HIV awareness, answer the questions that the young people do have about HIV. And really, it does bring together the whole community.
The former president of the United States, George Bush, was very active in promoting an awareness of and an attempt to fight AIDS on the African continent. Are you hopeful that the new president, Barack Obama, who was also from Kenya, is someone who will continue or perhaps even expand those efforts?
We are grateful for President Bush's efforts. Now, we are very excited and extremely proud of President Obama. And as a Kenyan, for me, and as a Luo, because his father's from my tribe, we're really excited for what, you know, the potential of what he's going to do to Africa and to support efforts towards eradicating HIV and supporting people with AIDS. You know, in sub-Saharan Africa, there's been a feminization of HIV/AIDS and, you know, poverty, things like that. So you really need to, you know, support agriculture, support sanitation. You got to support delivery of healthcare so that all of these, you know, a more educated woman is going to have the ability to support herself. And then by turn, she's going to be able to educate her children, the girls, have them go to school. That way together, you know, we can really fight this disease. So we are very hopeful that President Obama is going to continue supporting the work that's going on in Africa.
General, I want to thank both of you. Our time is up, unfortunately. Thank you both, Fred and Milton.
Thank you, Tony.
That was Dr. Milton Ochieng and his brother Fred, who is currently finishing medical school. Their efforts to build a health clinic in their Kenyan village is the subject of a documentary called Sons of Luala. Proceeds from this film will help raise funds for their clinic. Milton joined us from member station KWMU in St. Louis, Missouri, and Fred was at Spotland Productions in Nashville, Tennessee.